Governor Mary Fallon recently vetoed a bill that local sheriffs hoped would mean a bigger share of money they say the state owes counties for housing prison inmates. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, the veto is the latest volley in a long dispute over the local cost of the state's corrections system.
Canadian County Sheriff Chris West is sitting in his dimly lit office decorated with hunting trophies and law enforcement memorabilia.
What do you think about the man cave?
West is clearly frustrated when he says the State Department of Corrections owes his county nearly $89,000, and he isn't the only one complaining. The Sheriff's Association says the state is shortchanging most counties that house state prison inmates. The dispute between corrections and county sheriffs dates back to at least 2001, the first year the law on state reimbursements to local jails was changed. The fight has since spilled over into news columns and lawsuits filed by counties to recover the costs of housing state inmates.
This is based on money. It's based on trying to, in my opinion, exploit the system to your financial benefit.
In May, the legislature approved what would have been the most significant change in years to the reimbursement program. State prison officials pushed hard to defeat Senate Bill 1442, which Governor Fallon ultimately vetoed, saying the legislation would cost the state too much money. The veto disappointed West, who says there's no fix for an ongoing problem that starts the moment people are found guilty of a crime and sentenced to prison.
We can't just load them up right then and there after the judge strikes the gavel and says, you're sentenced to so much time in state prison. They actually have to stay in our facility.
On average, West says it takes about 2 months for state prisoners to be transferred out of his jail, and the costs add up. He says corrections pays every county jail $27 per day to hold an inmate bound for state prison, but it actually costs his county $31 a day.
There are counties where I believe it's in the 40s and 50s.
Before someone can be transferred to state prison, a county has to send documents with information on the person, their conviction, and their sentence to the state corrections agency. Counties have 5 days to turn the documents over. Every day after that is a day the state doesn't have to reimburse local jails. In most counties, it is the sheriff's responsibility to turn in those sentencing documents, but West says sheriffs often can't control paperwork delays that come from judges and court officials.
And so, you know, we're working from behind already because we're not part of the court.
In 2017, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter weighed in with an official opinion that suggested the time limit was likely unconstitutional because it could force counties to pay for state prisoners' room and board with county tax revenue. Senate Bill 1442 would have killed the five-day rule. In a statement to State Impact, the governor's office didn't question the AG opinion, but said killing the rule would take away counties' incentive to report inmates to the state quickly. Sheriff West says the rule is directly responsible for more than a quarter of the $89,000 his county is owed. The rest is from the low reimbursement rate and from non-payments due to problems with sentencing documents.
They bill us for individuals that we have no documentation on.
That's State Department of Corrections Director Joe Alba. He urged the governor to veto the bill. He was afraid that without the five-day rule, some county jails would wait longer to turn over sentencing documents so they could get bigger reimbursement checks. He says that happened in the past and it cost the state a lot of money.
One of the ways the agency got in trouble a number of years ago is not knowing how many inmates were about to come into our system.
Alba said that when lawmakers started giving counties a time limit to turn in sentencing documents, the average wait time for people to leave county jails for state prisons dropped from 104 days to 31. That saved the state agency a little under $2,000 per inmate. Alba said the five-day deadline was negotiated with the Sheriff's Association, and it's reasonable.
This is nothing more than a common courtesy.
Sheriff West says a second part of the vetoed Senate bill should have put Alba's mind at ease. The measure would have made county court clerks responsible for sending those sentencing documents to the state corrections agency.
So that if there's any thought of improprieties because we're getting reimbursed, that takes the sheriff totally out of that process.
For now, the bill is dead, but West says lawmakers could revive the issue the next time the legislature convenes, or counties might sue the state. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.